It's been a month since you've penned a letter to AMR addressing pressing concerns regarding response times in the city of Buffalo. However, the ambulatory service has finally responded to you and other members of the Common Council. Just your thoughts overall in terms of what you read.
My initial reaction is that I am pleased that we can begin dialogue on this very important topic. And I did review their letter when I am here out of town, and I was able to look at the points that they're referencing. And the fact of the matter is we have to get down to the brass tacks of the problems, because they identify a lot of issues, not only staffing, wages, and people inappropriately using the ambulances for really non-emergency calls. But it seems a little bit where they acknowledge these problems existed, and I want to see how they're going to fully correct it. The fact of the matter is they did acknowledge that these issues do exist, and they point to a average time, a national average time. And I really want to know what is Buffalo's time, not just to deflect and go to what the national average is. And, you know, we need to have a real conversation about what we pay emergency responders. I mean, you cannot have emergency responders making $18, $19, $20 an hour nowadays, where minimum wage could be almost competitive. That's just ridiculous. And emergency responders are responding to serious emergencies, oftentimes under difficult circumstances and working many shifts. And these people are providing critical care to people before they head to the hospital. And it's about time that we start having a well-rounded conversation about how we can change this. And as you know, emergency response is incredibly important to our community, because not only does it keep our residents safe, it also keeps our visitors safe too. And so I know a lot of people are really looking forward to figuring out what's going on. And they do acknowledge that they are working without a contract. So they did make the claim that the fire commissioner has not been responsive to a new renewed contract. And that's really wrong. And the fact of the matter is you have to have a contract to be able to hold people's feet to the fire. So I will be asking the fire commissioner to attend the committee hearing September 10th to address why are we working without a contract. And, I think that there's a lot to talk about, and I look forward to the discussion.
Despite the response letter coming exactly a month after you had sent the letter over to AMR, are you pleased with the response and the time that it seems that AMR has put into providing you some information? And yes, while you maybe have some questions still, it seems like it's at least a good start.
It does. It seems like a good start. You know, when I did look at the letter, it seemed a little too manufactured for me. I really want to get to, an honest conversation and dialogue about this, because, you know, this isn't a nonprofit. This is a profitable agency, and healthcare and is big business. And so I want to see, you know, what's the structure that we're paying EMS workers? Do we have appropriate equipment? And when they point to these response times, I really want to know where they're generating their data, and do they have any form of mapping to be able to really demonstrate what's going on here in the full scope of the issues at hand.
And do you feel that with this letter and with their intent to be in that attendance for that meeting on September 10th, do you feel that this is at least a starting point where maybe things can come together, where things can be resolved, a new contract can get done, and then things can kind of be back to a working order in a way that serves the people of Buffalo correctly?
I do. I believe that this is a letter that has been issued in good faith, and I really look forward to getting to honest conversation and getting down to the problem and coming up with ways and how we can change the issues at hand that emergency responders are dealing with around the country. And, we need to work on a contract as well. And I believe that you have to start somewhere. And I do believe that this is a good start.